This is a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR. You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
That music sound familiar, folks? I'm Taxi Dave. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Radio Show. That was the opening for the Joe Franklin Show. Joe Franklin passed away at 88 years young. Some people who got their start, the first television exposure on his television show, ever hear of Julia Roberts, Barbara Streisand, Bruce Springsteen, Liza Minnelli, Richard Pryor, Woody Allen, John Belushi, Robin Williams? How about some of his guests? Marilyn Monroe, Charlie Chaplin, Jane Mansfield, Salvador Dali, Andy Warhol, the Ramones, John Lennon, Yoko Ono, Bing Crosby, etc. Okay? For you young folks, he was mentioned on The Simpsons a few times, and he used to appear on Conan O'Brien. He was on the David Letterman Show, more recently, live with Regis and Kathy Lee, Michael Strahan now anyway, but he wasn't on then. So our sympathies go out to the family of Joe Franklin, one of WOR's oldest and most successful radio show hosts. Anyway, as I said, I'm Taxi Dave. I'm going solo tonight. We have a number of things to talk about. We have that big snowstorm coming tomorrow, or multiple snowstorms. I mean, you heard my wonderful adventures in the ice storm we had last week. We had about 6 inches of snow up in Orange County just Saturday night into Sunday. What is it with these weathermen? They predict 1 to 3 inches of snow in the morning on Sunday. So at 6 o'clock in the morning, I open my front door and we have 6 inches of snow. You get it wrong by 100% or more? Let's see what happens with this one. I hope they don't get this one wrong by 100% or more. When you have the mayor saying it may be the worst snowstorm in the history of New York City, that's scary, folks. That really is scary. What do you do if you lose power? You better prepare. Get out there. I'm not causing panic. I'm just saying you better prepare. If you're not alone, the best thing to do, get a deck of cards. It'll keep you busy. It'll keep you occupied. You won't be able to use your iPad or your iPhone. You got to save your charge in case there's an emergency. There's no television. There's no movies. Oh, my God. What is the technological group of folks today, everyone who uses modern technology, what are we going to do? You don't want to go in your car and drive around. It's dangerous. Our guest is going to be John Walsh, the Vice President of Marketing for the MV1, who'll be on in a few minutes. There was, you've heard of the Taxi of Tomorrow for years, just to let you folks know that there are 580 Taxi of Tomorrows on the road right now in New York City. That's out of like 13,487. And starting April 19th, if your yellow cab has to be retired, you'll no longer be able to buy a Camry. You will have to buy a Taxi of Tomorrow or one of 4 hybrids. You can call and remind me of that a little later. Okay? We're known as the Underground Fernwood Tonight Show in 2015. What can I tell you? More and more listeners each week. I'm still trying to figure out why. We have a down-to-earth radio show. We have down-to-earth guests. We have very popular guests sometimes. We have politicians on. And a lot of the times the direction of the show is up to the callers. I mean, we field everyone. So before we have our guests, let me give out our phone number and our email address. Please, most of the callers and emails seem to call and email when there's 5 or 10 minutes left in the show. Don't do that. Do that when there's a half hour left in the show so we can get to you. Okay, our phone number is 800-321-0710. What a coincidence. 710 is our AM number. Surprise, 800-321-0710. And Taxi Dave Radio Show email address is taxihale@aol.com. That's taxihale@aol.com. New York State seems to have a lot of money. The state tax collections were $474 million higher than expected in December alone, and over $700 million higher than projected in the three quarters, which is three quarters through the state's fiscal year. So the state has also collected $4.2 billion from financial settlements since April, and that's $3.9 billion more than they anticipated to collect. So the state's sitting with well over $4 billion in unexpected income. And to that end, we had our governor in New York State, Governor Cuomo, come out with not only his State of the State speech, but also the State of the Budget speech. So let's just briefly, let me give you some of the insight regarding where some of the money is going to go, especially relating to there's a six-point infrastructure plan that the governor put together in his 2015 opportunity agenda. He announced the formation of a seven-member panel to advise him and the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Now, it's interesting because both governors in New York and New Jersey, Chris Christie and Governor Cuomo, vetoed a bill that would have made the Port Authority more transparent. Hey, let's face it, AAA is still suing them over raising tolls. Okay, and by the way, we're going to get to that too, because tolls are going up again, in case you didn't hear. So what he did approve is this formation of a seven-member panel to advise him about the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. But the advice is restricted to, you ready for this? Top airport redesigns. Nothing financial. Nothing financial. There's a panel to advise about the design or redesign of New York State airports. Now, that's really an important thing that we need transparency on, don't we? They're also going to create an AirTrain to LaGuardia Airport from the subway system, and it'll connect the Long Island Railroad at Willits Point Station. So, you know, if you're a subway person and you don't mind switching and taking two trains, the yellow taxi business will be at a loss, but you will be able to take an AirTrain to and from LaGuardia. They're also going to build new Metro North stations in the Bronx and extend access into Penn Station. Where are the stops for you Bronx folks? Co-op City, Morris Park, Parkchester, and Hunts Point. That'll only cost $1 billion to do. Yeah, what's another billion? They're going to construct parking garages near transportation hubs. Now, that's something that makes sense. So many people come into Queens, park their car, and take the subway in because they can't afford $40 a day to park their car. There used to be meters, you know, for a few bucks a day. But instead of these transportation hubs being in Brooklyn and Queens and the Bronx, the parking garages are going to be in Ronkonkoma and other Nassau Hub locations on Long Island, and the Lighthouse Landing and Sleepy Hollow in Westchester County. Doesn't the governor live in Westchester County? Oh, well. The MTA, the state is going to give them $750 million to help them with their capital plan. towards the purchase of 900 new subway cars and 1,800 new buses. So, isn't it great? What's the yellow taxi industry getting? Now, getting? Don't we have... Doesn't the public pay a 50-cent MTA tax on every fare? Every time you get in a yellow cab, 50 cents is charged. And that has to be turned over to the MTA? So what are we getting out of this budget? Nothing? The state's also going to invest $1.3 billion in the New York State Thruway system. And then there's a little note that says, and to help support construction of the Tappan Zee Bridge. We still don't know where all the money's going to come from, do we? And the state is also going to launch a $500 million statewide broadband program. And that's going to be to ensure that every New Yorker has high-speed internet access by the year 2019. And those were the highlights of Governor Cuomo's infrastructure plan. The total budget? $141.6 billion. About $94 billion goes for operating funds of the state. Okay? Yes, there's education and the DREAM Act and criminal justice reforms, with grand juries and expanding pre-kindergarten programs to include three-year-olds and $5.4 billion in bank settlement funds, $1.5 billion for an upstate revitalization fund, $500 million, as I said, for the broadband initiative, and $3 billion in loans and grants for special infrastructure projects. Anyway, it was interesting, it was wonderful, and it's amazing what you can do when the economy's in a recovery and the investments in stocks and bonds are making money. So if Wall Street was on a downswing, it wouldn't have sounded so prosperous, would it have? We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. The only commercial people I know when I watch Face the Nation in the morning. It's like, hey, Melrose Credit Union, I know them. Because Taxi Dave's radio show is brought to you by Melrose Credit Union, and you can get there from here. Wherever you want to get, folks, it's just not words. If you need money, Melrose is the place to check out. Because they are member-oriented. Everything they do, everything, is for the benefit of their members. Like you. If you're not a member, you should become one. With us now is a gentleman who's been on the show before. Actually, I think when we first started the show in the studios down in Tribeca, the WOR studios, John came down, and we had a blast. It was a lot of fun. It was enjoyable. John is the vice president of marketing for the MV1 mobile ventures. Actually, you'll have to correct me, John. I don't have anything in front of me. I'm doing all this from memory. And I sometimes get, you know, CRS. So welcome to the Taxi Dave Radio Show, John.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me on tonight. And I did have a great time with you back in March, but a lot of new things happening with Mobility Ventures and the MV1 accessible taxi for New York City.
And for those of you who don't know, right now it's the only purpose-built wheelchair-accessible vehicle. The taxi of tomorrow, there is a line in Mexico where they're not cutting the frame. I think they cut a little bit of the floor out to add the tub and the accessibility stuff. But MV1 was there first as the first wheelchair accessible vehicle that didn't have to be cut and sliced and jammed and all that stuff. So you're having a party on this coming Thursday evening. Is that correct?
That's correct. If Mother Nature will cooperate, on Thursday night at 6 p.m., we're having an event to introduce the car to New York City. And for those that aren't familiar with the MV1, it'll be at the Manhattan Classic Car Club at 250 Hudson Street from 6 to 8. So we'll have a lot of folks there from the industry. We'll have our owner there, our new leadership team, be there. You know, the wheelchair advocates politicians and medallion owners as well. So we're real excited to let New York know that this, as you said, is the only OEM wheelchair accessible taxi. One thing I like to notate is that we're the only one that's fully crash tested as a wheelchair taxi with a taxi partition, that's recognized by NHTSA. And as you said, all this is done without any aftermarket conversions. This product comes straight off the assembly line to the New York City dealer, wheelchair accessible, and then to the medallion or permit holder out in the outer boroughs. So we're really excited about the event, for everyone to attend and meet us and see the car, and we've got some exciting news to share on Thursday night.
And the MV1 is the only wheelchair-accessible van, or vehicle, I should say, that has a side ramp, not a rear loading ramp, right?
Yeah, when we designed the car, Dave, we wanted to keep the ADA in mind. As a matter of fact, the entire car was built around the Americans with Disability Act. And I tell a lot of people, we took the ramp and we built a car around it. So in designing the car, in manufacturing the car, we do it with a side ramp because the ADA says that it should be a curb-to-curb service. And for us, that doesn't mean, loading someone from the street into the rear of a van, essentially into the luggage area of the van. And then what I like to point out about the MV1 being side entry, it's very fast to load, which the drivers like that a lot. But once a wheelchair is in place next to the driver, you can still seat four adult passengers comfortably, and you have a huge luggage area in the rear of the car. If there's airport pickups at LaGuardia or JFK, it's very easy to bring an entire family into Manhattan. So that's important when we designed the car. And we think it remains important today.
Well, what kind of warranty do people get if they buy the MV1 as a taxi?
As a taxi, the standard warranty is a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. And our new model 2015 that's coming out will have a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and ramp warranty, which essentially matches anything else that's in the industry today.
I'll take it.
That's good. Well, come see us on Thursday night. There's we're going to be doing a promotion on the car. We've got some real special pricing available on a limited number of cars for the permit holders in the outer boroughs, the yellow medallions, and we're also excited, Dave. I wanted to mention that we just completed an additional delivery of 147 cars to the MTA, the AccessoRide system in New York, which brings their total cars up to around 400 out of 2,000 vehicles. So we're real proud of that accomplishment, and the MTA seems to be very pleased with the car.
I was going to ask you how they're holding up. I see them all over the city. I see them on the highways, on the Grand Central, the Van Wyck, the BQE. Those are those white cars with the blue stripes, folks, you might see around. They look like a big checker, and you look at it and say, gee, what is that car? That car is the MV1. What's the service record look like?
It's absolutely excellent. And for someone to say that, out here publicly, you better be able to back that up, but we certainly can. We have 14 contractors that operate these cars, and the level of service that they're getting has just been outstanding. And the MTA, as you know, they're the largest transit authority in the United States, and it's a test model for any vehicle that comes into that environment in New York. And so if something's going to survive in New York, it can survive anywhere. So we're very pleased at the track record. All the people at the MTA really are happy to have the car because they were operating these larger buses that in some cases got 5 or 6 miles per gallon. The tolls were expensive. The maintenance was expensive. And this car has really reduced the operating cost to the MTA substantially. And that's the important part.
And when half the yellow taxi fleet will have to become wheelchair accessible, I'm sure the MV1 is going to be a prime vehicle in the industry.
We certainly hope so, and what we've promoted to the TLC and to all the Medallion owners is that Mobility Ventures, we want to be part of the solution for the city and for accessibility, and we think we're on the right track to do that. We're on solid ground with our new owners, our new leadership team, and I, for one, am very excited about the activity level that's in New York City right now, and hopefully we can be part of the overall solution there for accessibility in the city.
So you may not see the MV1 on the acceptable vehicle list. I don't know if it's on there or not.
We absolutely are on the list. We are approved by the TLC as a WAVE, a wheelchair accessible taxi, and they do recognize the MV1 as an approved taxi for New York City.
Good. I can't wait to drive one.
Absolutely.
You know, they're comfortable. There's certainly enough space in there, more space than any other car. I mean, you can play volleyball in the back seat of that vehicle. It's so huge. And put your legs out if you're a passenger, by the way. And I sat in the driver's seat. Even that's extremely comfortable as well.
So we'll have, Dave, at the event, we'll have a fully hacked up taxi with a partition, meter, advertising signs. It's ready to go into service. Car there, and then we'll also have our black LX, our luxury model, which we're promoting into the livery services, and it's a beautiful car, and I think everyone that comes to the event will really enjoy seeing the LX model as well as a standard taxi model.
Do you have a website if people want to look at it online?
We do, so you can get us at mv-1.us. You can also call us at 877-681-3678. And I do want to mention that we have six very strong dealerships there in the New York City area. Just to mention a few, Sunrise MB1 in Queens is a good dealer for us. You can go to that outlet. Alliance Bus Sales over by the Meadowlands, and you can also go to Route 23 Auto Mall in Butler, New Jersey. So we've got some really good dealers there. They have vehicles on the ground, ready to go, parts, service, and we're very excited.
All right. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls, and John Walsh, from Mobility Ventures, I want to thank you for coming on Taxi Dave's radio show and inviting the industry and all our listeners to your party. And where is it again Thursday night and what time?
Thursday night at 6 p.m. At the Manhattan Classic Car Club. It's 250 Hudson Street. And if the big snowstorm hits and we have issues in the city, we do have a contingency plan to postpone and reschedule.
And that'll be on the website, right?
It'll be on the website, and I'll let you know as well.
All right, one last website shout-out, and then we'll go to a commercial break.
It's MV, as in Mobility Ventures, mv-1.us.
All right. John Walsh, thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Radio Show and filling us in totally about your event Thursday night and the vehicle itself. I look forward to seeing you there on Thursday.
Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate it.
All right, when we come back, yes, the phone lines are lit up. Thank you all, and I will get to them. You're listening to Taxi Dave's radio show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. To my- about your love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I'll
have your love. This is the Taxi Dave Radio Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studios in Briarwood, Queens, overlooking that spectacular Van Wyck Expressway. Wonderful. Hey, it could be worse, man. We could be in a back alley somewhere. I mean, when we're in the WOR studios, there is no window. I have a window here, and I can see the Van Wyck Expressway. That's a beautiful thing. It's freedom. Freedom on the air. All right. Our switchboard lit up like a Christmas tree, so let's hopefully you're still on. Gary, welcome to the Taxi Dave Radio Show.
It could be worse. You could be driving on the Van Wyck.
That's exactly right. What can I do for you tonight?
First of all, I'm fascinated by this show. I love the fact that you're talking about cabs and everything. And I mean, who else? Everyone in once in their life has screamed out, "Hey, cabbie!" But first, let's talk about Joe Franklin quickly. Joe Franklin, unbelievable. How many kids grew up in New York City?
Go ahead.
How many people grew up in New York City? Teenagers, you come home late at night, you put the TV on. There'd be only one show on, folks. It'd be the Joe Franklin Show.
Channel 9.
That's right. And he's from the Bronx, but he went to Benjamin Franklin High School in East Harlem, which at one time was a giant Italian-American neighborhood when he was going there. I could say that that was probably the closest high school maybe to where he lived in the Bronx. East Harlem is very close to the Bronx. Or maybe he was interested maybe in a chickie poo or something. That's why he went there.
You know who his best friend was? A guy named Bernard Schwartz. You know who that was?
That was Tony Curtis.
That's exactly right.
And he also went to Benjamin. I don't know, maybe he did. And that's henceforth, folks, that's where he got his last name from, his state.
New York trivia here, folks.
That's it. And he was born Joseph Fort Gang in the Bronx.
So what else is going on?
Years ago. All right. Well, the cab situation is, New York City is great because if you're in Manhattan, where I am most of the time, you just step out and there's cabs all over the place. There's people hurling cabs for you. If you're standing across the street, the cab will start to pull toward you thinking you need a cab. I mean, this is yellow cab city, at least in Manhattan.
Okay.
And I think that's fascinating. I think it's great that you have car service available 24 hours a day, just anywhere you want. But also, I'm just wondering, with you guys, you're talking about the new construction, billions of dollars. I mean, to me, they sound like they're like 50 years behind the ball there with the with some of the stations they were talking about in the Bronx. I mean, those stations should have been put there, 50 years ago, even though in a lot of those stations were there 50 years ago, they were abandoned. If you ever got to look at some of the tracks and stuff, you'll see old stations that were there. There was one with Orchard Beach. There was a station there with I guess that's the New Haven line over there. That station was abandoned years ago. So they're really behind, I say, 50 years. And, of course, you would want the two SkyTrains to link up, go to Manhattan, and go to the two airports. Of course, you guys don't like to hear that. But there's more than enough people out there in New York City. Actually, you'll make the city more friendlier, and you'll actually need more cabs.
You're probably right, Gary. What do you do for a living?
I'm in business. I own my own business, and I'm just fascinated by people who service the whole city,
That we do. That we do. 650,000 people a day.
Cabs and stuff like that.
Yeah, and we're not subsidized.
No, you guys are not. And I could tell you, I've known guys. I knew a guy one time who was supposed to go to medical school. Instead, he ended up owning it ran into the millions, several cabs and stuff. I mean, if you do it right, you could make a lot of money, or you could just be the regular guy driving and, be happy that way.
Gary, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Radio Show and for being the first caller tonight.
Lead off hitter. Love it.
Okay, fasten your seatbelt, folks. Clem is with us. Welcome back to Taxi Insider, Clem.
Yes, I told you, Screener, I want to talk about the biggest scam that I know of that's going on, but it's being investigated.
Jello shots?
The red light camera scam, when someone accommodates a fire engine, he's supposed to safely go through, or an emergency vehicle, he's supposed to safely go through an intersection so that the emergency vehicle could continue on. Now, many of these drivers get red light tickets 5 weeks after they had gone through the intersection, but this scummy city hierarchy They want to fleece the motorists. These are Democrats. Let's tell the truth. They want to fleece the motorist. They don't include the picture of the emergency vehicle that motivated the motorist to go through the red light camera at the intersection. This is a racket they got going on. They know about it. And I want to tell you another scheme. Remember
tell
this.
Tell me another scheme.
These projected this plan to have a train to LaGuardia. They already have a train. Partly to LaGuardia. You get off at 74th Street and Broadway.
Get off 74th Street and Broadway, and you take the bus.
Yeah, Broadway and Queens.
Right, and you take the bus right into LaGuardia Airport. Now you don't have to go outside to take the bus. They're going to somehow hook up the air train. Actually, it's probably a good deal because they're spending $500 million on construction. And who knows what's really behind it. But it sounds good for the politicians. Look what we did for you.
Dave, I took the R train from 95th Street to 74th Street and Broadway. I got on a special bus right there that goes to LaGuardia. They say, listen to this, politicians and agency heads cannot get kickbacks unless there are projects. Now they're talking about, now don't forget the other scam, so people don't have to walk a block or two blocks. They're getting the Second Avenue subway going. They talk about how healthy it is to get exercise. Now they don't even want them to walk two blocks to the subway. That's the point of the night, I believe. Politicians and agency heads, taxi commissioner, what about her? What about the traffic commissioner? Are they working as a team to swindle? You didn't find out.
Let me just stop you there. I got to stop you there. I know how it looks on the outside. But when you have things, like there's a Taxi and Limousine Commission meeting this Thursday. In case you folks don't know, since 1990, if you bought an individual medallion, the driver would have to drive it himself. If he found another job or if he got sick and wanted to put another driver on the car long term instead of himself, he would have to pay the city $5,000 a year. Well, there's a rule that's being introduced on Thursday by Mira Joshi, and it's reducing that $5,000 annual fee to $1,000. That's going to be presented on Thursday. I would imagine it's going to pass. It's good for the drivers. It's good for the owners. It's good for the industry. And 30 days later, after the city wreck, it'll become a rule. So not everything is money-oriented. You know, I think we're still living under the results of 12 years of someone who really didn't know us, didn't care about us, and used us as a cash cow. But I can see small changes like this, which is a big change. Going down 80%, you know, Clem, there's nothing I can think of in New York City as far as a fine or a fee that's gone down 80%. How about you?
I agree with you. But what about this? My son-in-law is in the taxi business. Now, he said that if he passes away, now he's divorced, you see, if he passes away, he has a son, but his son presently would not be able to drive the, would not be able to have the car on the road, you know, the lease, unless he drives one shift. And he says that Norman Siegel, the famous lawyer, is taking the part of three taxi owners and getting rid of that rule. The son has, he's in the military, and he can't drive the car one shift, and he will have to sell the car instead of leasing it.
But well, we'll have to get the head of the individual medallion taxi owner, what's it called? The League of Individual Medallion Owners, LIMO. It's a group mostly of Haitian medallion owners, because they have this thing. I don't know what they wanted as an end result. They probably didn't want to pay anything. But for $1,000, you can designate somebody else now. So is that the end of the world? And not only that, folks, but they're reducing the rule calls for you. You used to have to do 189-hour shifts. If you did an 8-hour shift, it didn't count. There was one guy I heard of. He worked like 200 shifts, but the TLC didn't have him down for even one because he only worked 8 hours a day. So he was fined like $10,000. But the point is, That's going to be reduced drastically and changed from number of shifts to cumulative hours over the course of a year. So, you know, things are turning our way slowly, but they are, you know, they are benefiting the yellow taxi industry. And I feel your pain and your son-in-law's pain, Clem. But, you know, there are things happening right now that are making it a lot easier to swallow the pill, if you will. Thanks for calling into Taxi Insider again and being a constant listener. Charbel, you're next on Taxi Insider.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for the great show. I would like to talk about the Taxi of Tomorrow. Why did TLC choose the Prius V Highlander Hybrid, Pathfinder Hybrid, and Lexus Hybrid as the Taxi of Tomorrow?
Good news travels fast. What Charbel is saying is, between now and April 19th, you can put any of the vehicles listed on the TLC website on as a yellow taxi cab. After April 19th, you really have two choices. You either buy the Taxi of Tomorrow, or you buy one of four hybrids. I should say three choices. The MV1 is another choice. But you're right. The Prius V is one. The Highlander Hybrid is one. You can't buy the gasoline version. The Lexus Hybrid is one. I think there's five on the road. And the Pathfinder Hybrid, which I've yet to see on the road. I don't know how many there are. So those are choices. You have to understand, Charbel, that there was a contract with Nissan. Nissan entrenched itself with the Bloomberg administration. Remember Hurricane Sandy, and we were going to have the New York Marathon, and the mayor said, everything's fine, man, we're going to run it tomorrow, and then, you know, stuck it in reverse. Well, guess who one of the big sponsors was? Nissan. That's exactly right. So Nissan is entrenched in New York City. They've spent an awful lot of money, I guess $100 million, to launch this Taxi of Tomorrow, so they really have last say. They certainly don't want to approve a vehicle that would be a direct competitor and not allow them to sell any vehicles. And I guess that's just the truth. And you hear the truth from Taxi Dave, folks. Taxi Dave tells the truth. And nothing but the truth.
But this is a very bad idea. You know why?
Why?
We pick up elderly people and families with young kids. And the step-up design is not practical for those people, or some young person has broken leg with walking with crutches. It's easy in, easy out for them to get into like Camry or Ford Taurus. You know, they have plenty of room. I do like all-wheel drive. It's good for the bad during the bad weather. But taxi business need to have Toyota Camry, like the Ford Taurus, and the Ford Transit, it's similar to the Taxi of Tomorrow, which is a little bit lower to the ground. It's easy access, easy in and easy out.
Well, that would mean that people would probably buy it and not buy the Taxi of Tomorrow, right? So why would Nissan approve that car? Listen, Charbel, I want to thank you for calling Taxi Dave's radio show and for always listening and calling in when you have a good idea. I appreciate it. Let me read at least one email here. Hey, Taxi Dave, my wife's new phone has this automatic reply when you send her a text while she's driving. The automatic reply says, I'm driving right now. I'll get back to you later. I think it's a good idea, so you don't have to text back. Now, that is a great app. That is a great app. So, from Florida, send me the app. I'll put it, and I'll advertise it next week with our listeners, and I'll put it in the Taxi Dave newspaper as well. Okay, here's another one. Hey, Taxi Dave, Joe Franklin's show was great. Thank you for mentioning it. Okay, you're welcome. Oh, boy. The emails are coming in. Let's take another call because we have everybody backed up. Abe, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Dave, how you doing?
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boca Raton, and I'm very sorry to hear about the upcoming snowstorm. But I understand that Uber has a fleet of 12,000 Uber plows that some high school juniors are going to be driving.
What do you mean, high school juniors? Are you being sarcastic?
No, of course, you know. I don't know what to say. Listen,
you're only calling because it's 75 degrees down there in the daytime.
No, it's not. It's chilly down here. It's in the 50s, actually. Okay? But
thank you. I feel better now.
Okay, listen. You said something about apps a minute ago, and that's what I want to talk about. Okay? I think the biggest problem with Uber is not their Blackfire service, it's their UberX service, okay? And I'm not in the city, and I don't physically see what's going on, but I get people calling me and people that I talk to.
Why don't you like UberX?
Because I believe what they're doing is they're violating the street hail, okay? The exclusive rights of the dying taxis to pick up street hail. And the street hail livery cars in the boroughs. Okay?
Why, just because people are using them and they're charging the same or less than a yellow cab?
No, I think that, yellow medallion taxis, okay, have paid hundreds of millions of dollars, okay, for the rights to the exclusive street hails in the city of New York, okay?
Right. And, there's no denying that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the PDF of the rules that are going to be discussed at Thursday's meeting, okay? And it defines what a hail is, okay? A request either through a verbal action, such as calling out, yelling, or whistling, and or a visible physical action, such as raising one's hand or arm, or through an electronic method, such as an e-hail-hap, on-demand, taxi cab, or street hail livery service, at the metered rate of fare as set forth in the TLC rules, which requires, just a meter, okay? And if somebody's standing out on the street and they can't find the yellow taxi and they tap their smartphone for the on the Uber app, that is what the TLC defines as an e-hail, okay? It's not a, they're livery cars. They're not taxi cabs, okay? And in the city of New York, they are only licensed to do prearranged work, and that is not prearranged.
So, what are you suggesting then? What should be done?
That they should stop them from doing this.
How?
Yeah, well, stand out on the street. Put their inspectors out on the street with smartphones, let them tap them, and when the Uber car pulls up, do your business.
That's going to be the other set of rules discussed this Thursday, January 29th, at 10 a.m. at the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. That's at, where is that, 33 Beaver Street, I think? Yeah, 33 Beaver Street, the 19th floor, 10 o'clock Thursday morning. Weather permitting, I'm sure, but somehow I've been to TLC meetings where I was almost the only one in the audience. So they're going to have it by hook or by crook, as long as they have a quorum.
TV screen, TV broadcast. Okay, I've watched all of the meetings. If I can't watch it live, then it's always available later on in the day. I can log on and watch the entire meeting. I've been watching all of the meetings.
Okay. Did you send your comments to the Taxi and Limousine Commission by any chance?
Yes, I did.
There you go.
I send my comments. We have an intelligent audience.
You know, they have a position on proposed legislation, and they send the regulators and the politicians their opinions. That's how you get things done. Abe, I'm honored to have you calling into Taxi Dave's radio show. And thanks for listening in Florida. I hate you right now.
It's
only weather related. Hate.
You come down any time. I'll meet you and then I'll buy you lunch. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Abe. We have a few more callers, but you know what? Let's take a break right now. When we come back, I will get to your calls. We'll try to get everybody in. I have a lot of more news to talk about, but I'm going to take the calls at 800-321-0710. TaxiHale at AOL.com. I'm Taxi Dave. This is Taxi Dave's radio show brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
No, no, she can't take you mind and leave. I know just another trick she's got up her sleeve. I can't believe she really wants you to die. After all, it's more than enough to pay for your life. Wait a minute, Bob, what you doing with your time?
Welcome back to Taxi Dave's radio show. I'm Taxi Dave, and we're here thanks to Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Right now, let's take a call from Mike. You're live on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Dave, first of all, I want to tell you that I like all the other cab drivers, are very nervous because I just looked at the news, and the weather lady says tomorrow she's expecting between 12 and 18 inches. God help us.
Okay, we'll just leave that alone. What time are they saying it's going to start, Mike?
Well, it's going to be a little three-inch thing during the day, but apparently the main event is tomorrow night with a foot of snow at least dropping from the friendly skies of New York City onto wherever land. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't know if de Blasio is on bad terms with the sanitation department, but by tomorrow night we'll know.
Well, he actually had a press conference. All day I've been waiting to see and hear something substantive. And he did have a press conference with the commissioner from DOT, who's been on the radio show, Polly Trottenberg, with the sanitation commissioner, with the head of Office of Emergency Management. And they sound totally prepared. They're going to have the salters out, you know, before the big storm hits, 1,500 salters. They're going to have everybody out fighting this storm. So there's advance warning. Nobody's in Bermuda for this one. And
not me, that's for sure.
And but, you know, what's the best advice you can give to drivers driving in the snow?
The best advice maybe strap a couple of polar bears to the front of the cab. That's the only advice I could give at this stage of the game. Right down Broadway, you'll get great tips. But if you don't even have front wheel drive or all wheel drive or whatever, I really wouldn't myself personally bother with a rear-wheel drive car, because unless you want to be in the circus for a day, you know what I mean? Because if you don't have front-wheel drive in tomorrow's weather, rots of ruck, as they say overseas.
Well, we didn't have front-wheel drive or four-wheel drive years ago when I drove full-time, and I'm going back decades. You know, it was scary. It really was scary, but speed was the name of the game, just going slow. And pedestrians, listen, when there's a foot of snow on the ground, no matter what car is coming towards you, remember, it can't stop. You can't look at the car and say, hey, you have to yield to me, because even if he wants to, it's problematic. Cars slide in the snow and ice. That's just physics. It's the way it happens.
Well, Dave, listen, it's a great show, and I'll catch you later, and good luck with the whole show. And, do me a favor, www.nyctaxinews.com. We're all over the place on there, nyctaxinews.com. Can I say that?
No, you can't, but say it one more time.
nyctaxinews.com. Bum, bum. Thank you.
nyctaxinews.com. Sounds
Thanks,
good.
Thanks, Davey boy. Catch you later.
Take care, Mike. Larry, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show. And turn off your radio.
Oh, great show. I love it. you know, you got the Taxi of the Future. You should get Ed Norton and Jackie Gleason and Ralph Cramden to do the marketing campaign for you guys, you know. And, you know, I love New Yorkers. They act like they, you know, they never saw snow before. You're going to have these old ladies going to the supermarket. All the milk is going to be gone. The cheese is going to be gone. The bread is going to... Right, what are we doing? Where are we, in Antarctica or something? Come on now, you know.
Eggs, milk, and bread. Always gone.
Everything. Oh, come on.
Where do you live?
I'm in the Bronx here, and, you know, the Bronx, well, at least we're attached to the, you know, to the mainland of the United States here. You guys are on an island out there, you know. You're literally and figuratively and literally speaking on an island out there.
Hey, I'm a Bronx boy. I was born and raised in the Bronx. I'm on your side,
man. Let me guess where you're from. Where you're talking, you are in the upper part of the Bronx, maybe University Avenue or something?
Hey, I had a grandmother who lived on University Avenue. That's right.
I was born
where the Cross Bronx Expressway is right now, on Nelson Avenue or Featherbed Lane, where right now there's nothing left but an overpass over the Cross Bronx Expressway.
Exactly. They carved it. People don't realize, people drive on, they carved that baby right out of the Bronx there, you know. And see how I know neighborhoods and where people came from and stuff? It's unbelievable. But, I mean, let's face the fact. There's some people that should not go out tomorrow when there's a foot of snow out there. You know, it's just that, and New York is, you know, another thing I noticed, you know, because you're a lifetime New Yorker, but you left. You evacuated, right?
Nope. Oh, actually, yeah, I don't live in New York City proper. You're right.
Come on, you're left. Come on. The new people came and don't know how to shovel snow. Years ago, I could have my 80, 90-year-old neighbor, he'd shovel snow, he'd come out and shovel a little over the time, but he'd always leave a trench so you could go through the street, you know, and these people, they shovel snow, and there's no cutoffs. You can't cut through into the street or the sidewalk. You got to go down 50 miles down the block before you're out of the trench. And they bury the other car when they shovel the snow. It's a circus. You're absolutely right. It's a circus.
There were scores of kids with shovels who you could pay to shovel out your car. You know, everyone lived in apartments. There were no driveways to shovel out the car. So, you know, I live up in this village, and there were some kids around. And I say, hey, you know, can I give you $20 to shovel my driveway? No, thanks. I'm going to go inside and play with my Xbox. I'm like, huh? Nobody wants to make money anymore.
They're looking at you like you had three heads if you tell them to shovel the snow. These kids don't even want to take the garbage out of their house. They're going to start shoveling tons of snow on us. Come on. I mean, if you could make a lot, you're right. You could make a lot of money going around shoveling snow on a snowstorm. But these, forget it. They're not going to. Physical activity? Are you kidding? It's not on. Is that on the smartphone? Physical activity? No, it's not on there. And the bottom line is, the people, Dave, where are we? In Antarctica? The people act like we're in Antarctica. There's snow coming tomorrow. I mean, they act like they never saw snow.
Well, it's when the mayor says that this could possibly be the worst storm ever in New York City. Let me tell you, he shook up a lot of people. Someone called me and said, I'm literally shaking after listening to the mayor. I think that, you know, they wanted to tell you we have it under control. But when you say possibly the worst snowstorm ever, people are fearing, gee, what if the power goes out? What do I do? You know? And so let me ask you something. What do you do for a living?
Me, I'm a cousin of you guys. I'm a truck driver.
All right. And where do you drive?
I do a lot of deliveries in the New York City area. I do a lot of warehouses, the big, you know, the big, what do you call them, block, you know, they call those big
box stores
and stuff. Yeah, I make deliveries in December. But even there, too, sometimes I see some of the drivers now and stuff. I'm wondering where they're getting these guys from, you know?
Do you make deliveries in Manhattan?
I'm in Manhattan, and it's a horror show.
So how is the bike lanes and the bus lanes working out for you?
The horror show. It's ridiculous. It's just, you know what? It's you. They've turned parts of, people don't know if you've been in Manhattan, into areas where people just sit and have coffee out in the middle of the street. It used to be a street there, you know? It's nuts. The bike lanes are crazy. These bike guys, the bottom line is a bike lane wouldn't be bad if there was a certain amount of bikes. There's millions of bikes out there. There's people out there. There's probably more bikes out there than cars sometimes out in the street. It's insane what's going on out there. It's just too much activity on the street that shouldn't really be there.
You're not alone. Here's an email I got. Give me less traffic, not a fare increase. I will make more money and service more passenger. It is time to organize a peaceful demonstration against traffic and against Uber drivers that violate rules. I mean, when you talk about less traffic, yeah, I know there's thousands of more cars with Uber on the road. But what doesn't help is the bike lanes and the bus lanes. And you guys, when you have to make deliveries, you know, you take, well, any of, you know, first, second, third avenues, you can't stop in the bike lane, so you have to actually stop in a lane of traffic. So you stop in a lane of traffic. Now there's two lanes left for the traffic to go through. Then you have the parking, NYPD parking officers come up, give you a ticket because now you're obstructing traffic. There's no place to make deliveries. There's no place to drive unless you have a bicycle, you know? I mean, if you drove a bicycle, Larry, you'd do very well making deliveries in the city.
Exactly. If you're driving a bicycle, you know, but also with the governor the other day, I thought he was going to announce they were bringing back the 3rd Avenue L, too, the way he was going. I mean, he might bring the 3rd Avenue L back, and I mean, it's nuts. It's absolutely crazy what they've done. And you try to go, you know, you try to go from the east side to the west side of Manhattan in midtown Manhattan or any part of Manhattan, you can't do it during the daytime. It's crazy. People don't understand how bad the traffic situation is in the city. And the other Looney Tune mayor wanted to put tolls on the bridges. It's, come on, that would cause a traffic jam up from New York City to Boston if they did something like that. They're not thinking it out. At the bottom line is they don't care because they got their limousines, they got their helicopters, they got all their personal chauffeurs. They couldn't care less about the average guy trying to go to work. It's crazy. And there's nowhere to park either anymore. You know, a lot of places used to have parking places in Manhattan. They put buildings there now. So
if you have $40 to spend, you can park. Unless you have a truck, then you have no place to park. Listen, Larry, thanks for listening to Taxi Dave's radio show. And keep listening. We'll be back next week every Sunday. If you happen to hear a basketball game on, we're on right after the basketball game. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I want to thank all our listeners, all our callers, and John Walsh from NV1. We'll catch you next week, folks. I got to go now.
Hey, Taxi!
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR.